Hello and welcome back to You Are What You Listen To. To give you a little preview of the episode today, we're going to be talking about Fleetwood Mac and the top 15 songs from the Rolling Stones list that was put out in 2022, and we'll talk about the Grammys and what I believe that Bonnie Raitt absolutely deserved her nominations and her awards. So stick around, we'll be playing a short ad and we'll be coming right back on You Are What You Listen To. Hello everyone and welcome back to You Are What You Listen To. It's been a while, it's been about 2 years since I've made a new podcast, but I feel like it's time to get back into doing this more regularly. One of the things that we've seen over the past 2 years is the COVID pandemic is turning into an endemic, and we're starting to see things come back to normal. This episode I made roughly about, believe it or not, 4 years ago now, is about Fleetwood Mac and the top 15 songs that I believe Fleetwood Mac had. During that time, in those past 4 years, they've come back to tour a little bit. They've made some new music. Not particularly as a band, but Christine McVie and Lindsey Buckingham made music. Stevie Nicks has been into the music industry in and out in those past 4 years. But Christine McVie has passed since then, November 30th of 2022. And I thought, what better tribute to her than to talk about the best songs of Fleetwood Mac? And I would say Fleetwood Mac is one of those bands that has transcended time. Some bands and artists only are good in their specific period. But I really do believe that Fleetwood Mac is one of those bands that will forever and always be in the spotlight. So the top 15, and I always like looking at lists. I like comparing myself to, and my tastes and opinions to others to see if they match up or maybe they don't match up. But let's start at number 15. Say That You Love Me is a really good song. And this was a song that was, Christine McVie was very much at the forefront of this song. And it's one of those songs that is just a passion song of Fleetwood Mac's, and it's a really good song between also Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, who also do some vocals throughout their time on Fleetwood Mac, and it's just one of those songs that is one of the ones that you would always want to turn on, of course. Now, number 14 is one of my personal favorites, and I think it's one of those songs that is just super underrated, honestly, super underrated, and it's Seven Wonders. Seven Wonders was in the Tango in the Night album, and that album in general was phenomenal. When you look at the Tango in the Night album, you saw some really good ones, some really good songs that Fleetwood Mac would be really known for. So you have, I pulled it up, Seven Wonders, Family Man, Little Lies Everywhere, Big Love, and then of course Tango in the Night. And I can say that a majority of these songs, you as a Fleetwood Mac fan just know off the top of your head. But Seven Wonders, in my opinion, is highly underrated, and I think it deserves more love from Fleetwood Mac fans. Number 13 is Sarah, and Sarah is from the Tusk album of 1979, and this song is just a beautiful poem at the end of the day, and it was a song that was named after Stevie Nicks's baby that she was pregnant with, and she was deciding to not have during the brief late 70s. And it's one of those things that It's absolutely a beautiful song. It's literally like poetry. And when Stevie Nicks sings it with the vocals, it really brings you in and immerses you in the light of Fleetwood Mac. Don't Stop. Don't Stop is one of those songs that is at number 12. And it's one of those songs that's just a foot tap kind of song. It's got a beat. It's a little bit more, you could say it's still rock, but a little bit more pop to it. And Christine McVie, of course, was the lead vocalist for this song, which really elevates it too. And that's the thing about Fleetwood Mac compared to some other bands. Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie, Stevie Nicks could all sing, and they were all vocalists, and they sang on multiple tracks in a particular album. And this came from the Rumors album of 1979, where you see some really, some other good songs. You see, I believe, Rumors was Landslide. That was the same album in that. Dreams, Songbird, You Making Love Is Fun, I Don't Want to Know. So this album, yet again, The Chain, Gold Dust Woman, Go Your Own Way. This is their prominent album. And so many really good songs came from that album, but Don't Stop is one of them. Now, this is one where I'm wavering on because it's in Rumors. It's 1977. Never Going Back Again is one of those that I don't think is their best song ever. Do I see it as an 11? No, I don't. I believe that there is other songs in this Rolling Stone list that were better. If you even look at The Ledge is on number 47. Storms, which is underrated, 43. Monday Morning, one of their best songs, 42. Blue Letter. And so Sisters of the Moon, 38. Do I think there's better songs out there for Fleetwood Mac than Never Going Back Again at number 11, 110%? Yes. So that's why I'm not going to spend too much time on it. Gypsy is one of my favorites, and it's Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. And this is one of those songs that is just when Stevie Nicks, because one of the things that you really have to do as a Fleetwood Mac fan is listen to the album. And this is from Mirage of 1982. You listen to the album and then you listen to the live version, and Gypsy's live version is so good as well. And I feel like that's a big problem that we have in music today, is that when you listen to the album and then you listen to the person live, you get two totally different experiences. And I don't believe that that's what happens with Fleetwood Mac. They're just as good on the record as they are live. And I think that's a true reason why they've been able to transcend time and been able to, even 1977, Landslide is still a huge hit. And that's why it's been able to have been accomplished, because they're able to be as authentic on the record as they are live. But Gypsy is one of those ones that I believe is very true. This song is from the original group of Fleetwood Mac in 1966's Oh Well. I don't really listen to much of the early Fleetwood Mac before the new band came around. So I really can't speak on that, but I would not say it's a top nine. I think there's other songs on this list that could easily take its spot. Number 8 from Rumors 1977, like we talked about, is Gold Dust Woman. And Gold Dust Woman is one of those songs that is, the lyrics are powerful and the music's powerful. If you ever listen to that song with noise-canceling headphones, that you can just sit and listen to that song for hours. You don't know how many times I've turned this on in the car, and I've just listened to it, and it's one of those songs, yet again, and I say this about a lot of these Fleetwood Mac songs, is they just transcend time, and it's so great to listen to these songs over and over again, and you never get old of them. Now this is a tragedy. Number 7, Landslide, 1975. Landslide is a song that is beautifully sung by Stevie Nicks. I don't believe if anybody else were to have sung it, that it would have been as big of a hit during this period of time. But the thing about it is that, like, the Dixie Chicks came up and did the song, or the Chicks now, redid the song. Other people have done it, but I don't think if Stevie Nicks was the first one to sing it, it would have been as big of a global sensation as it is. But number seven doesn't do it justice. I think that it's more of a top fiver, and you'll kind of see that in these next few songs as well. But it gets pretty tough. Once you get up into the top 10, you kind of have, like, you could go either way, and I think it just becomes a more personal preference. But seven for Landslide is tough. But then you have, like, but I also think it makes sense, because then number six, you have Rihanna. And this is a really good song that I believe is better live, like, listen to their live version. But Stevie Nicks, yet again, blows it out of the park. You listen to this song and you talk about, it's about an old Welsh witch, which is just an interesting start to it to begin. But it's about rhythm. It's about the, just the song in general that can really get this, like, get it going. And that's why the live version, in my opinion, is so much better, is because you actually hear the, you hear the drums a little bit more, you hear the percussion, and it just is a better experience. Now, Everywhere is another good song. Tango in the Night, it's 1987. Everywhere is a song that's, Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks are very much intertwined in this song. But it's a song that is just airy and kind of not maybe like what they do normally. Because usually you have a lot more dark, I would say dark tone listening to, like, let's just go back, Rihanna. And that is a more dark tone song, where Everywhere is a lot more light. It's a lot more, just a lot more fun. Like, Making Love to You is fun. Monday Morning, some of those songs. But Everywhere is number five, I would agree. I don't see a lot of disagreement there for sure. Now, The Chain is one of those songs that is overplayed. Do I still like it? 110% yes. I don't think that there's any disagreement that nobody likes this song. But this song is such a good pump-up song. I guess if you're going to the weight room, you could really get jacked listening to this song. But I think in general, this song is such a good representation of what Fleetwood Mac is that they are a band that's a little bit more gritty. They're a lot, like, you wouldn't throw them in the hard rock category, but you throw them in the rock category, and they're really kind of that intermixing of pop and rock that you don't see a lot anymore. I feel like our music genres have become a lot more individualized instead of being more open with the doors of genres of music. But The Chain is a really good song. Highly recommend it for. Silver Springs is from The Dance, 1977. And this song at number three is almost perfect, because this song, very much like Gold Dust Woman, Silver Springs is such a good song. And the live version of The Dance, 1977, was Grammy nominated, and it was, as Rolling Stone's recognition, it was recognized as Nick's masterworks. And I 100% agree. If we're talking about Fleetwood Mac albums, The Dance might be at number one, because you have incredible songs like Silver Springs, The Chain, all these really good songs. And I'll look it up just to give more context. But these songs that Fleetwood Mac produce is absolute, like, gold. And Silver Springs, I believe, is that. So, like, you look at The Dance, Tusk, Everywhere, Dreams, Rihanna, Silver Springs, I'm So Afraid, Making Love is Fun, Say You Love Me, Go Your Own Way, Landslide, Don't Stop, Big Love, and The Chain. And this is an absolute incredible album in general, first off. But Silver Springs is one of the top tiers of the cake because of just how good of a song it is. And the lyrics and the like, the lyrics match up with that as well. Rumors 1977, Go Your Own Way. I'm not going to even talk about this. There's a reason why it's at number two. Go Your Own Way, one of their best. Absolute banger of a song. Not even going to go into it. And number one is Dreams. And I agree with that. Dreams, I could go either way. I think some of these songs within the top 15 are not my favorite. But I would say for sure Dreams has got to be number one. I don't see any way around that. You could maybe make the case for Landslide being number one, but I really don't believe that you could change this list that much and get it 100% perfect, because it comes down ultimately to personal preference, of course, when you're talking about music. But when you're talking about quality, like every single Fleetwood Mac song is quality music. There's a few of them that you could, of course, pick out. But you also have to think of the Fleetwood Mac underground, where some of those people are going to like those songs and the general population doesn't. Like, I don't think I know that many people who listen to Silver Springs and Goldust Woman from Fleetwood Mac. Two of their, all like, arguably best songs. And Seven Wonders is a good one as well. And they're not in the top 15, but at the end of the day, you can't get this list perfect. There are going to be people and there are going to be preferences that people like more. And like, this list has Dreams at number one. Some people are going to say, no, it's Everywhere, or no, it's Little Lies. It just kind of boils down to preference. But in general, though, I feel like this list is perfectly done, 100%. And I feel like I have to also get one more thing off on this podcast. The Grammys were a few weeks ago, and I don't remember exactly when they were, but they were a couple weeks ago now. And I have to say this, Bonnie Raitt deserves to have won. And I know I could get hate for that, but Just Like That is a great album. And Just Like That is a beautifully written song. And you see a lot of these kind of like ties between like her and Stevie Nicks. And it's not the same genre, but it's the same level of songwriting. That is absolutely like poetry. And Just Like That deserved the 2023 Grammys best song. And it was for sure one of those things that I don't want to say I don't believe the younger generation. Like, I'm in the younger generation. I'm not very old. But the younger generation doesn't get, because they've been desensitized to the music world of just pop or catchy tunes, which Fleetwood Mac, of course, does. But when you're talking about like Bonnie Raitt, Just Like That, comparatively to all the other songs on that list, were, it was one of the best written ones. And I know I could get hate for that with T-Swift and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, Just Like That is a song that's truly like, is a true song about just hurt and growth. And let me give you some background, because I feel like there's a lot of background to this song that it just is absolutely, it's just, you know what? I'm not going to even give you any background. Just listen to it, literally listen to it and get back to me, because it would be so great. But yeah, I guess I'm off my soapbox now, but that's my Rolling Stones looking at the top 15 for Fleetwood Mac. I'm hoping to make some more episodes here soon. But you remember that at the end of the day, you are what you listen to. And if you listen to good music, you're going to probably be a pretty good listener of this podcast as well. So thank you so much for listening. Hopefully get back to you all soon. You are what you listen to. Signing off. And I hope you listen next time.